Barry today invited members of City Council to write a year-end column for 2024. The following is from Cown. Amy Corser, who represents Ward 4 in Barry. Looking back on 2024, I feel a deep sense of pride and gratitude for the incredible progress and strong sense of community we are building in Ward 4. It was a remarkable year, with significant milestones and improvements in our parks, road safety and infrastructure. Together, we've celebrated some great achievements. Here are just some of the many highlights. We kicked off the year with a temporary automated speed enforcement, ASE, camera between Portage View and Nouvelle Alliance schools on Ann Street. This site in Ward 4 was one of two initial ASE locations established in Barrie. Revenue generated from fines is reinvested into further road safety initiatives. February saw a significant addition to Sunnydale Park, the opening of a long-awaited, year-round accessible washroom. This improvement ensures that our park is more inclusive and accessible to residents of all abilities, regardless of the season. In May, we hosted the 2nd Ward 4 Spring Celebration. Although Saturday was rained out, Sunday brought our Ward 4 community together for a fun and educational day, highlighting city services, community organizations, and incredible local talent. The Rotary Club of Barrie COVID-19 Heroes and Memorial Garden opened in late October. The garden is a beautiful addition to Sunnydale Park and creates a place of solace, reflection, and healing for our entire community. A major milestone for our community was reopening the Sunnydale Road Bridge in December. The construction project, completed on time, began in the summer of 2023 and included installing a new water main, demolishing the old bridge, and constructing a larger bridge. The new bridge features improved sidewalks and enhanced traffic operations, making it safer and more accessible for everyone. Another exciting development in Ward 4 is the Lillian Place project by Redwood Park Communities in partnership with the Salvation Army. This two-story building features 12 fully furnished, two-bedroom apartments for families in crisis, fostering a sense of community and providing a safe, supportive environment for families in need. I have been actively listening to residents throughout the past year to address local issues collaboratively. It has been a busy and fulfilling year, from advocating for school bus safety to ensuring our natural spaces are protected and Barrie residents' voices are heard at City Hall. I want to thank each and every resident who has reached out to me to share your thoughts and concerns. I would also like to thank city staff for their hard work and support. As we move into 2025, I am excited about the opportunities and challenges ahead. Our community is strong and resilient and ready to continue building on 2024's successes. I look forward to working with all of you to make Ward 4 an even better place to live, work, and thrive. Thank you for your continued support and engagement. Together, we can achieve great things.